Test 4. Exercise 1. Page 40. Recording 1.
I think we should do something related to the anniversary of the coronation of the Queen this month.
I agree. We need something that would tie in nicely with that and also be of interest to the visitors who plan to spend some money shopping. That's why I was thinking of the Royal Warrant Tour.
Yes, I had the same idea.
Great! I think we should contact one of the agents and ask if we can go along on one of those tours. I've never been on one, but I know the guides take visitors behind the scenes. You know, they actually get secure access to usually secret archive material, as well as special viewings of treasured brand assets and heritage pieces.
Yes, that would make for a nice article. And those tours also include a meeting with bi-royal appointment craftsmen, which would be really interesting for many of our readers, and also provide us with some good photographs.
I think we're onto a winner here.
I'm sure we are. You contact the agent and I'll see when we can get a flight.
Recording 2.
Marine archaeologist Dr. Fred Winters is with me in the studio, and we're talking about shipwrecks and underwater heritage. Dr. Winters, in recent years, technological innovations have allowed commercial archaeologists, or treasure hunters, to reach wrecks far below the surface. But when a ship sinks, lives are lost, and it is a tragedy for families. So shouldn't we just leave shipwrecks like the Titanic alone and respect them as we do graveyards?
There are millions of shipwrecks all over the world, and they are always under threat by people collecting material from the site. Because at the end of the day, everybody has a bit of treasure hunter in them, I suppose. However, we need to protect our underwater heritage, as well as respect the families of victims of recent shipwrecks like the Titanic. There are many ways we can do this, and still satisfy people's interest in the past. Some efforts have been made, and in 2001, the UNESCO Convention on the Protection of Underwater Culture Heritage was adopted, but it only concerns wrecks over 100 years old.
Recording 3.
Thousands of Californian farmhands have escaped being gassed after an anonymous donor provided $50,000 for some of them to be flown across the U.S. on a charter flight to a happy retirement on the East Coast. The hens, who have reached the end of their egg-laying life, were due to be killed, a common practice in the U.S. But after an approach from the Animal Place Sanctuary in Northern California, 3,000 of them will get the unique and lucky chance to enjoy a comfortable retirement instead. Thanks to an unnamed benefactor, 1,150 of them will be flown to New York to be distributed to sanctuaries in the eastern U.S. Commercial airlines would not accept the cargo, which is why the group had to turn to a private jet company. This batch of two-year-old rescued hens is expected to live 2 to 4 more years on these farms. Chickens raised to lay eggs have a different genetic makeup than birds used for meat. Once they lose their ability to produce a profitable amount of eggs, they serve no commercial use.